Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air, left field. Schwarber is back on the warning track at the wall. He's got it with his back against the wall. And that's the final out of the game as the Phillies hang on to a 2-1 win.
Another victory for the Phillies yesterday, who go 7-3 on the road trip. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on the Sixers. Embiid, are you putting this on him tonight to deliver in game number 6 against the New York Knicks? And, of course, another clue for Hugh's Clues coming up. But Hugh, let's not ignore the team in South Philly that is kind of flown on the radar now for a couple weeks because we got into the draft, obviously, last week, and the Sixers playoff run. But, Hugh, the Phillies are coming off a 7-3 road trip. Day off today. They come home tomorrow to play the Giants. They are now 21-11 on the season after winning the series out in Los Angeles. That's a 105-win pace. That slow start thing is way past them. They're off to a good start. The pitching continues to be outstanding.
Even when it wasn't.
They've been outstanding pitching-wise, and the offense yesterday wasn't a great day, but they've been better overall for the past couple weeks. This team's really, really good.
Yeah, and this is the thing. When I said even when it wasn't, Joe, because yesterday, the last 2 days, they weren't great offensively. Mm-hmm. And I think that even Wheeler was talking about his pitching yesterday wasn't the greatest,
yep,
but it was good enough to win. And that's what you have to have this time of year, is when you're not having – when you don't have your A game, to have the ability to go out there and still get the job done. And they did that. I think on this road trip, they were like 7-3.
7-3.
7-3 on the road trip. So, yeah, you go out there and you figure out a way to get it done. That's winning baseball right there.
You know, they lost the first two games of the season, right? The Braves came in here, won an opening day. It was Wheeler and Strider. It was a pitcher's duel, and then the bullpen imploded after Wheeler came out of the game. They lose the next day with Nola getting smacked around. And it was like, slow start again. Here we go. Since then, since the Phillies start off 0-2, they are 21-9. In their last 30 games. They have played like the best team in Major League Baseball now for 4.5 weeks. I mean, it's been a while now where they're playing really well. John Heyman yesterday talking about the Phillies as the most complete team in the National League.
First team to 20 wins, I think. I saw that somewhere. And they are really good. Most complete team. I actually think they might be the most complete team. So I am buying that right now for the Phillies. Their rotation, fantastic. Wheeler, a great ace. Nola, a great number two. And is there a better number three pitcher in baseball than Ranger Suarez? I think not. Right now, as of now, I might get to my MVP and Cy Young picks, but right now I'll tip my hand here and say that Suarez is probably the Cy Young winner in the National League at this point. Turnbull, I think it was Maz, Rodin has been fantastic as well. The rotation is great. We know that the lineup is great. You got Alec Bohm now playing like a star.
And Hugh, I'm looking at the schedule. They're off today. They come home this weekend, play the Giants for four.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto after that. Then they go to Miami. They haven't played Miami yet. Miami's dreadful so far this season. They haven't played the Marlins yet. They'll go to Miami. They'll play the Mets for four, play the Nationals, play the Rangers. At Colorado, I'm looking, kind of through the end of May here. Giants, Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I don't think this is going to slow down. I thought the first
month. As it should, and it's starting to get warm.
Yeah, the first month was a favorable schedule. This was probably a little bit more challenging this month because these teams are more decent than awful. But I don't see why they shouldn't have another good month. So next 28 games, I could see them win 18. Being 18-10 the next 28. I mean, this I love where the Phillies are at now right now. And it just feels like every game they pitch well.
You know, and you know what's funny? It's amazing. Like a few weeks ago, Joe, we were talking about, you know, what Trey Turner was going to bring to the table. You know, Alec Bohm has been your best hitter. Johan Rojas was a big issue, a huge issue for this team moving forward. And even Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's hitting 211 right now. So it's one of those things where there's not a lot to complain about when it comes to this Philly team right now.
So what I think is great, the pitching's been great every day. The offense, it feels like they're taking turns carrying the day, right? It was Marsh, then it was Turner, now it's been Bohm. They're 21-11, and you know who hasn't taken their turn yet? Harper. Bryce has not gotten hot for an extended period. He had one big game, and he's not been bad, but he hasn't gotten hot. And the other guy that hasn't gotten hot is Schwarber. Schwarber has 8 home runs, but you just mentioned it. He's hitting 211. You know, it's kind of been all right, but he does have 8 home runs. Like, the June Schwarber thing is going to come eventually. That happens every year. So they've gotten to 21-11 without Harper and Schwarber really going off yet. It's very exciting what the Phillies are doing, and I kind of like that it's under the radar. It's almost like, it's almost business-like, Kyle. Like, it's not a big deal. They're not doing anything spectacular, but they win almost every series.
Yeah, and I feel like they'd be getting more talk if it wasn't for the Sixers in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, this is the best start the Phillies have gotten off to in a long time.
2011.
And that was all we talked about all offseason is, can they get off to a hot start? Are they going to be able to keep pace with the Braves in the division? Well, they're a half a game back, right? Mm-hmm. The Braves won last night. But, I mean, the Phillies just keep rolling. They have, I think they clearly have the best pitching staff in baseball. I don't know. Like, I think I've done a little bit of a shift. I think that the one thing this team needs is probably another bullpen arm.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I mean, I think we'll see if Kirkland could get, you know, elevated to the leverage innings. But there's, I wish there was like 5 or 6 guys I trust. It's more like 3 or 4.
I thought there was more than there is.
Yeah. Right now, it's, you know, Alvarado, Hoffman. I've trusted Marte lately, but Strom certainly. And now hopefully Kirkland. But that's, it kind of falls off after that because we can't trust Dominguez.
Yeah, you can't trust Dominguez.
Soto's a high wire act too. Yeah, he almost blew that thing yesterday. But they won, and they're 21-11. 215-592-9494. All right, you can comment on the Phillies as well with all our Sixers talk. But Hugh, why don't we give people a third clue here? I think they need it. I think
a third clue.
Yeah, a pair of tickets on the line. Comedian Brian Regan.
You know what's funny? At this point, I just knew that this was going to be guessed.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you got for the third clue today?
This game did not include the biggest star of that time. Now, you got to think about that era. And who was the biggest star in that era? This game did not include him.
Okay. So the game – so we're going back to a 90s game known for graphics and catchphrases.
Yes.
And the game itself did not include the biggest star of the time.
Not the biggest star.
I think we've given you a lot here.
I mean, a whole lot.
I think that's a good amount
think
of clues.
Think about that, 90s babies. Think about
it. Well, when you say that and you say the biggest star, I mean, this is, come on.
Probably more like 80s babies, but like 90s babies were too young.
Oh, yeah. I was an 80s baby. Yeah. This was my wheelhouse.
No, but I'm a 90s baby.
I'm going to give you a little bit more because I'm tired of y'all not getting it. This dude is, like, he's still, like, yeah.
He's still that dude.
That's a really good clue.
No, is a good clue. This that was dude a is still, clue. Yeah. Yeah, he's still, like, people. Most people know what I mean when I said that.
For sure.
Can we rev up hullabaloo again one more time? A little hullabaloo here.
That's what we do. Hullabaloo or hubaloo or whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying he still that guy.
So I don't understand all this hullabaloo.
You just gonna take it.
I think that yours is better than Mad Dog. He made up a word. You were struggling to get it out. He made up a word.
I also just like hubaloo.
Hubaloo.
Just gonna keep it going, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're going to keep it going. That's what we do until you put the onus on Embiid to have a big game tonight.
I'm not putting onus on him. You're just, once you start to be realistic about your ex.
I am.
You're not. If this was a regular season, Joe, everything that you're saying would be relevant.
Well, why do I have to accept less because the calendar turns to May?
Because the calendar did turn to May, and we're in the playoffs, and history has shown us that that's what we get in May.
Well, sometimes players could change their history. I'll give you a couple examples.
Now, I mean, that's true.
Peyton Manning was considered a big choke artist,
yes,
and then he was
this
not.
This is true. This is
Alex
true.
Rodriguez was considered a big old choke artist in the postseason, and then he won a World Series, and he was an ALCS MVP. This happens sometimes.
You know what? And Joel Embiid is going to be considered a guy that doesn't give you a whole lot in the playoffs until he's not.
And tonight is when it has to start.
See, tonight, hopefully, let's put it like this, since we can agree to disagree. Hopefully it starts tonight.
If we want a game seven, Joel's got to show up in a big way. Let's go to Brian in East Falls. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, Joe Hugh? First time caller, becoming an everyday listener.
Appreciate that, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I just want to state for the record so the people know that Kyle can vouch for this, that I know what the game is before on the first clue, before all you just gave all those other clues. So the game, I believe you're
did
talking
he know
about
Kyle?
NBA Jam.
He did know.
You did know.
He did.
Yep. He got it at the first clue.
He did? All right. Then. Okay.
So I just wanted to state that so people don't think, like, listen, I knew from the very, very beginning. That's why I called in. But I just wanted to shout out my wife. She's a healthcare worker. She's a nurse. You guys were talking about that a couple segments ago. She's working her third double today. So, you know, I just wanted to appreciate her. For the Sixers, I have two things. One, I don't want to see Embiid. I want Embiid 25 and 15, and 13 of those boards better be defensive rebounds. I don't want to see the Knicks on the glass getting boards. And two, I don't want to see him running the floor. Like on Sunday, he stole a pass and then tried to run the floor and was out of control. You're 7-2 on a bum knee. You can't do that. You should have gave the ball up and then play half court basketball. You know, and I agree with you, Hugh. He doesn't need to be the prime factor, the scorer, but he needs to be on the boards, and I need at least 15 from him.
Brian, it's a great point on the boards because the Knicks, they don't really have a sustained offense if it's not for those boards. You know, like Brunson will give him 35 or 40, but the only way they get to, you know, like 100 points or in 95 is a lot of that comes from the garbage points. I mean, Josh Hart has made a whole series out of garbage points. Brian, if he has 17 boards, then I'm going to lose my mind. He's 6'4". Like, that can't happen again.
I need to see a little boom shakalaka, and he's on fire.
Oh, yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Brian, good job, man. We'll put you on hold to get your prize there. Yeah, a little boom shakalaka. He's on fire. So the last clue there was – now, Brian had it before, but that was a great giveaway. It was a great giveaway because, Hugh, Jordan wasn't in the game. The original NBA Jam did not have Michael Jordan.
No, but that was a game, man. Like, that was one of those games. And then when they put it on console –
I love it.
It was a fun game. It really, it was a really, really fun game.
So, who was your go-to team?
You know what? I played with the Knicks. I know that's probably
you probably shouldn't have said that.
You know, but I'm saying it's a different. It was John Starks and Patrick Ewing.
It was a cool tandem. It was.
Yeah, it was, and that was back in the day. And you know that those are the two guys that I played with.
Well, and back in the day, we had Jeff Hornacek as part of our team. It wasn't quite as
cool.
Because I believe the first one came out right after Barkley was traded to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, obviously Barkley would have.
Yeah.
So he wasn't here. Otherwise, that would have been a fun guy to play with. There were some fun teams. Barkley and Dan Marley on the Suns. I'm trying to think back to all the teams. I mean, you had some rough ones. Like Brad Lowhouse was on the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, Chuck Person and Christian Laettner were on
some
the
of
Wolves.
The yeah, man. It wasn't too many. Like, this is the thing. Like, there weren't too many teams that you could actually play with back then that were really
Reggie
good.
Miller and Detlef Schrempf.
Oh, yeah,
cool
that was
one.
A pretty good one. Yeah, yeah.
The Sonics may have had Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. That was a good one.
Sound about right.
That was a really good one. Malone and Stockton was a good one. I mean, they were always there. I'm trying to think back to some of the other teams there. I mentioned the Barkley one. You mentioned – you know who was a fun one? Shaquille O'Neal and Scott Skiles with the Orlando Magic.
I remember
that
Scott
was a good
Stiles. Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. He had a nice little run at one point early in the 90s, wasn't it? Scott Skiles.
Scott, and then he became a coach later on. Yeah, it was Hornacek and Hersey Hawkins were the original Sixers one. Not exactly the one most people I'm sure ran to.
Who was
to.
It? Stacey Augmon and who?
Dominique.
Oh, yeah. That one was crazy.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul, who's up next. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Paul. On? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling a win tonight, guys. Honestly.
I am too, Paul. I think they're going to get this series just feels like it should go seven and will go seven.
And I think that Maxey shot literally took the life out of them guys, man. I'll tell you what, watching that live, it was a heartbreaker for them. And I think that's going to be what changes the whole series right there, man.
I would agree.
Well, you know what else it did? I think it put doubt. I think it put, like, the seed of doubt in them. Because, Paul, you go back and watch the highlight of it before. When they go up six, that crowd is celebrating like they're in the second round. And now they have to go win and, you know, have to come down here to play a game.
Yeah, and then you got all these reports coming out now. Everyone throwing everyone under the bus out there. People off for trades. They're doing anything to get, I think, Booker in there. It's like, them guys hear that stuff, and that might weigh on the next two games.
Of course. Paul, yes. I mean, I always think that's a bad omen when there's stuff out there about the offseason beforehand. Like, those guys are trying to win a game, right? They're trying to get to the next round tonight. Paul, I agree, and I think the pressure's on them tonight. If they lose tonight, it's going to be tight for them in Game 7.
I agree, man. I'm telling you, I think that shot was it. I really do.
Well, it's swung
this
series.
And I was wondering, Joe, you were talking earlier about the whole flagrant thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think that had anything to do with Nick Nurse pulling Joel at the 6 minute mark there, thinking maybe I should pull this guy before he does something stupid?
Maybe. I mean, it's an interesting question, Paul. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure he didn't want him to, and we appreciate the phone call. I'm sure he didn't want him to give away another possession, right? I think that was the first thing. He needs just a break here because he's giving away possessions. He's throwing the ball away. He's out of control. The flagrant thing, it's rare to get this many flagrants where you have to miss a game. My guess is Joel will be careful enough tonight that he's not going to get a flagrant and put himself in position to possibly miss the next game. I would have to imagine he's aware.
That would
aware.
Not be bright.
I'm sure the coach, they got to make him aware. Like, you got to be careful, otherwise you could be, because it's an automatic thing. It's not a judgment like, oh, did he really mean it? If you get two more flagrant points, you're out.
Yeah, that has to be something that has been discussed at length with everybody. Say, listen, man, you gotta be careful. Because you don't want anybody to call you for anything. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's a line. I mean, I think no one wants him to go out there and not play physical or not do what he has to do as the center. But there's a line and being smart about it. 215-592-9494. Is this thing on Joel tonight? I believe it is. Hugh thinks no. I mean, he doesn't have to be Superman tonight. And I'm not asking for Superman. What I'm asking for is Joel to play at the level we know he can. And he did, I mean, a few games ago in the postseason, but certainly
a week ago.
Yeah, a whole week ago, he dropped 50 points, and now we're lowering the bar. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you putting tonight's game on Joel Embiid? 64% yes, 36% no. 64, you're losing the poll today.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, because I guess most people are like you, Joe. They're being delusional in their take as far as what they're expecting.
They're being demanding.
No, it's demanding something.
Of a star.
It's what that old say, getting blood from a turnip.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's basically what y'all are trying to do. And the last time I checked, it ain't happened yet.
This guy win the MVP last year?
Yes, he did. And what did he do in the playoffs last year after he won MVP?
Stunk it up.
Okay. But this year, you expecting something different. Until it happens, I'm gonna put him in a space where I feel that he feels comfortable being in. You're asking him to go out there and be something that he has proven to you that he's not yet. Now, it can change. It can definitely change. But he's not that yet. And he's what, 30 what?
He's 30. 30. He's
30. Yeah. Been in the league, what, 10 years, 11 years? 11?
Drafted in the 2014 draft.
So, yeah. What's the math on that?
10.
Joe?
10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You could have just said 10. You tried to do me. You tried to get me. You say instead of just saying 10, you wanted me to do the math.
Well, I had to think through it in my own head.
But you see what I'm doing.
Making it sound like I'm asking the guy to walk on water. Just beat the Knicks
kinda,
at home.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Just be the best
you
player.
You kind of. What was the number? What was the box score? You said 30 points, 40 points.
Well, I would like that.
That ain't gonna happen.
What
probably not gonna
I'm
happen.
Asking is for his regular season average.
I need you to have more rebounds than the other team. Whatever that number is.
You're asking him to be 7'2", aren't you?
No, man, that's all I need him to be, Joe.
Be tall. Show up on time.
Be tall. Here's the thing. You act like I'm asking for something that you haven't asked for this whole series. I remember you having a conversation. You're the tallest guy out there. You can't get a rebound? You can't do this?
That's only part of it. And you got to drop 30-plus points.
That's a big part of it, though. Rebound is a big part of it.
I agree with you.
I just need him to just be 7'2", dog. Just be
soft.
Only superstar in the league that we say, just be your height and we'll be happy.
Because you're the tallest dude out there. Be your height.
That's wonderful. I'm very glad he's tall.
Just be 7'2", man.
How about dominate?
You can dominate at 7'2". That's a given at 7'2", though, right?
How about
you're the tallest
apparently
dude out there.
Not.
Y'all like to twist.
No, here's what I would like. I would like Joel to play well enough that we don't have to beg Tyrese Maxey to save the day with 30 seconds to go. Because that's how they won last game.
We didn't beg. To be fair, it was an unexpected, cavalry surge. To be unexpected,
that
nobody expected that to happen, and now since it's happened, we expect it to happen.
Can I ask Joel to take some of the pressure off Tyrese tonight? Is that fair?
Well, yeah, by being 7'2",
and by participating in the scoring as well.
Well, if he's 7'2" and kicking it back out, if he's getting rebounds and kicking it back out, and Tyrese making shots. That's contribution to me.
Yeah, contributions. I want excellence. Yeah.
Want to win.
Well, I do too, but I think this is the way you get there.
I think we get there, rebounds help a tremendous lot, tremendously.
The rebound battle is obviously a big deal. I agree with you. We also need him to do both ends. I mean, the reason he became an MVP is because he did both ends.
Yes,
he rebounds, he scores, he plays defense. That's why he's a great player. Jay in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, Hugh, man. You my man, man. You be saying some funny stuff on the air, man. You be cracking me up.
I appreciate you listening, man. Really do.
Yeah, man.
I thought the butt was coming.
I'm a big fan when you was with the Eagles, too, man. Hey, but I got to go with Embiid tonight, man. I truly think Embiid is going to have a monster game. And when I say monster game, I think he's going to put up 40 points, and I'm going to say about 12 rebounds.
See, now we're talking,
Jay. Wait a minute, Jay. What you say?
40 points from the big fella and at least 12 rebounds, if not more.
Now, this is holding people accountable.
Okay.
This is expectations,
okay.
Jay. I love this.
Yeah, I think, he's going to feed off the crowd. I mean, I just think he's going to go off tonight and, like you guys were saying, he don't want to put it back on Maxey tonight. I mean, he just got to come and give it his all. And like you said, Hugh, he's got to show us that he's 7'2".
That's it. That's all I need him to do.
He's 7'2",
dog. Just be 7'2".
With the 40 points. 7'2", with the 40 points. Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. See, Jay gets it. We're asking, you got elimination games, these are legacy moments.
They are. And last year, there were some legacy moments. That, to be fair, and this is not me taking a shot. This is me looking in the archives and being realistic about what I saw. Came up short. Had those moments. This is a mirror of exactly what it was last year. Had a moment where came up big, and we thought that was his legacy moment and the turning of the changing of the guard, if you will. Didn't happen that way. I am not about to sit up here and set myself up for that again when I have a young fella who looked like he's coming into his own. Joel Embiid, if you're listening, bro, listen, be 7'2". Go out there on your one leg and dealing with what you're dealing with, bro. Give me everything that you can. And if that only means that you can give it to me on the defensive side and get rebounds, I'm okay with that.
Let me give you my favorite example of a legacy that could change in an elimination game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying he has to be as good as this guy. No one is. Or at least no one has been, only one other guy I think is even on his level all time. But what do people say about LeBron when he was young?
Choker. Oh, he choker, yeah.
Not a champion, yeah. Not a winner.
Until he won.
He was down 3-2 to the Celtics 2012, the year after he was bad in the finals his first year with the Heat. They're down 3-2, about to be eliminated again by the Boston Celtics. He goes into Boston 45-15-5. He sucked the soul out of that building. He shut them all up, and then they beat the Celtics the next game and won the title. Now, you know, people don't love LeBron. Some people, like, especially Kyle. But after that moment, no one could say he was a choker anymore. No one could say he's a loser anymore. Joel could start to change this.
You know what? And you know what I heard? All I heard was LeBron was a choke until he wasn't. Like, that's the bottom line.
But so you have, and if you that have happens, to demand it.
No. I think that you have to own the moment. And I don't know. Like, last year, I thought Joel Embiid was ready to own the moment. I guess he wasn't.
Game 7 in Boston.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't. I am not about to – two things I'm not going to do. I'm not about to set him up for that because he hasn't lived up to it yet. And I'm not about to set myself up for that because I still have to get up and go to work in the morning. And tonight, regardless of what happens, Joe, this is going to be a nail biter. This is definitely going to be a nail biter.
I agree.
So I'm not about to be all – I'm gonna probably, however it goes, I'm going to be emotional about it. I'm not about to be emotional because I felt like he should have did this, that, and the third, and he didn't do it. If he gives me enough to win it, to help Maxi help us win this game, I'm okay with that.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll have your phone calls here. You're putting tonight's game on Joel Embiid. A Joe Conklin special later on in the hour. When we come back, a special guest, Charles Barkley, set to join us next. We'll talk some Sixers Knicks with Sir Charles next on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.